All right, I'm gonna get going here. I got a Miami game in a few minutes, so I don't want to miss the start. So it's been CSM week. If you have not been tuned into Jabber, you've been missing a lot of pings. I know some of you wouldn't say you're missing them, but it's been a good week so far. We are very happy with what the turnout has been. We think it's very positive. Wanted to talk about sort of the differences in our campaigns between our common enemy. There's been a lot of pinging and, you know, other things being sent out to Pappy, but particularly Pandemic Horde. And they have essentially run on a platform that is entirely self-beneficial. Their platform is basically make the drone lands better. The drone lands aren't good enough. As you guys know, the drone lands are the best region in space, and it's not even close, really. They have no invasion vector. They have same crab beacons that we do. And no NPC space to, you know, harass them, nothing to harass them. It's, you know, it's the best region of space, but their platform has been strictly, it's not good enough. We need better. And I would like to contrast that with the great post that Kazaniers put up, with what Angry Mustache has put up, about our vision for the future. And vision for the future is not necessarily like, hey, we want to make it so that Delve is impregnable. In fact, it's not that at all. Our vision is that we want to make the game better. It is still to be seen if like a platform of just strictly self-interest is going to work for them. But I think that the best way to make it not work for them is for us to get the vote out, right? So that is why we've been pinging so much. That is why we're trying to get you guys out there. I know there are probably some people who are just not sold on it, or just don't think it matters, or just, you know, I don't want to log my accounts and do the verification email. I just did that 5 times. It's not the most fun thing in the world, but we really would like you guys to do it. The CSM, as maligned as it is an important tool for communication with CCP. It builds relationships and it helps them understand. And that's something that's needed. You know, they need people in there who understand the game. So we are trying to get you out. We're happy with the vote so far. If you have not voted, please go ahead and do so. Kaz, if you want to talk a little bit about what's been going on this week, I'd be happy for you to do that.
Yeah, it's been really interesting, actually. So just yesterday, I took the goonfleet.com post and I put it up straight on Reddit because certain hostiles were essentially alleging to other hostiles in the public that in the goonfleet.com post, there was a bunch of like secret stuff and that it secretly was this partisan effort on behalf of us. Of course, anybody who's Reddit knows that I'm proposing to essentially bring back some mechanics or a form of mechanics that we hated when they existed in a way. Because that's what is the spark that is missing from the metagame. So of course, in the post, very late when I said Angry and I are going to lead the state ticket, I said I'm going to put mostly non-Imperium candidates on because there are only 3 Imperium citizens, and I'm going to interview a bunch of them to see who is interested in these ideas. And then through a throwaway line in there says, except, you know, we won't be endorsing any Pappy candidates. Sorry to any dickheads reading this. I wasn't thinking ahead, right, to when I was going to publish this on Reddit a week later. So that really ticked them all off. And they just are losing their minds in this thread in the comments on Reddit. And it's just amazing. As if I was going to endorse a PanFam guy. And then it turned out, after all, that we did put someone, well, is FRT Pappy or not, is one of the great quantum questions of the universe. But we did end up putting a hostile, someone with negative standings to us, on our ballot. So watching them just be completely illiterate and lose their minds this way has just been amazing. Even though there are a few people out there who get it, who get the picture and can see that we're trying to bring back a good thing for the sake of another couple decades of war. But man, the illiteracy is just, it's mind-boggling. It's just been the best. So I'm out there causing trouble. Please feel free to come cause trouble with me. Game on.
So we've had a lot of discussion with, you know, leaders from outside of Pappy, but not allied with us. And the overwhelming feedback has been positive. Obviously, Angry has a very good reputation in the community because he does the post on Reddit when the economic report comes out, you know, and then Kaz has been really well received by a lot of people. So I think we're seeing a lot of positive, a positive push on that. I did want to ask you guys a question. I'm not going to let Kaz do anything mean to you, but I did receive reports that people felt like he talked too long when he last did the fireside. Can you give me a yes or no in Elysium if you feel like he talked too long or not? Look at that. They love you guys.
Damn, I am so flattered.
I was ready to
chip you down just a little bit, guys, because you've been riding high lately, and now you're gonna. This is gonna make your whole week.
It's been very flattering, right? I view this as sort of. I can see that the future, the next year ahead of me, must be even worse because the universe is buttering me up.
Everything's lining up for Kaz right now.
Destroy me, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we build you up just to knock you down.
Oh, Kaz, there's a really good one there from. Older, Jesus, I can't pronounce it. He says, no is the answer the state allows you. I like it.
That is good. That's good.
Plant in the audience.
All right. So we're working on capital SRP. Actually, Kaz, why don't you talk about that too?
Oh, sure. So this is really interesting. Actually, cap SRP always takes just a second because we have to figure out what to do. This time, for those who missed it, what we decided to do is take everyone who lost a dread and make sure they ended up in either a Navy dread or a Zernitra instead of a Tech 1 dread. So that was a little bit of a buff. It's taking a second to arrange, though, because it turns out what happens is the first giant batch of Zernitras we printed, something like two-thirds of them ended up going to people who had ordered Zerns. And it turned out that those weren't the people who were getting SRP'd. We just had over 50 other people order new Zernitras. So things are a little messed up timeline-wise. All the SRP, a lot of it has happened already. There are a lot more hulls coming out. There are also 50 new Zernitra pilots. We've moved several hundred dreadnoughts to the front in the past week and a half. If you don't know when that happened, well, there's another move up after the fireside. That's what I got.
All right, I'm gonna link Valrat Day. We are doing it tomorrow. It is technically Monday, but because it's Sunday, it's a lot easier for people. So yeah, if you can show up tomorrow at 2000, we're taking a battleship roam. We're gonna retake VFK. We will fight anyone who tries to stop us. And if after an hour nothing happens or some of us are still alive, we will all shoot each other. So you can fit whatever you want. Any battleship that you like. If you can't afford a battleship, you can bring something else. So we'll be doing that tomorrow at 2000. Mr. B will be there. He'll be telling a little story about Valrat. And basically, I'm sure there are a lot of people. Actually, that's a good question. X in here if you do not know who Valrat is. All right, perfect. So, yeah, we'd love for you guys to show up tomorrow at 2000, and we'll talk about it. It's a sad story, but it's one we want to remember and one we want to know. Yes, some of you know the ancient words. Tomorrow, we are doing Valrat Day, and then FanFest in, I think, 2 weeks, we're having a meetup. We're going to have Mr. V will be there, Ranger Gamble will be there, other people will be there. So if you're going to FanFest, please come join the meetup. The thread has been linked by Ranger Gamma. Yeah, 2000 EVE time, Joseph. You are correct for Valrat Day.
I just added it to the calendar as well.
Perfect. Yeah. And then also on October 20th, we are having the Goon meetup in Vegas. I'm linking that for you right now. Yeah, the Valrat story is very interesting. So if you guys do not know it, definitely show up for that. For Dreads, T2 Guns and T2 Siege, we are moving to require it. Frankly, I actually thought we had already done that, but it was still technically not allowed. So if you have a dread pilot, make sure you're training them to the appropriate T2 siege first, then T2 guns. That's something that, you know, for better or worse, dreads are a really important part of the capital chain right now. And they're very important. So we need to have everyone ready for that. Andrew wants to talk about POCO tax rates are being updated.
Yeah, I'll take care of that one.
Okay.
So we pulled all the POCOs into the Logicorp, the main one that we do all the stuff that GSOL does. And we've been running around, I shouldn't say we, Beyond has been running around like a crazy person, setting all the taxes to make sure they're all good. He's still working on that over the weekend. So after Monday, if you run across a POCO that is not set correctly, please post in the thread that I put in there so that he can go back and fix it. But he is actually working on them over the weekend, so I'll give it a couple of days. So after Monday, you can go in there. So Robbie, does that include Prairie Basis? Yes, it does. And GSF Solve in Quirius. So just the fake Quirius Delve piece, right? Those two constellations. Just the fake Quirius there, but all of Prairie Basis and the Delve itself.
So yeah,
what people, tax rate should they have? Sorry. So it's 5% for regular planets and 1% for the factor.
Yeah, so people have been asking me about PI and Elysium, and I was thinking next time I stream, I might just try to set up PI without reading a guide at all, just do it in-game and see how long it would take. because I've never done PI, and I'm sure it'll be very simple and easy for me to figure it out just based on the tools given. I don't have any information or preconceptions going into it, so I'm just gonna just give it a shot with what's in game and see what happens.
Oh, that's a good one from Styx. Sniper, our very own Sniper, made that little website there that actually is very cool. Keeps track of all of your stuff for PI.
Boris, link the server fund. If you are in the position that you can help donate, please do. We're doing well in that. It's not something where we need you guys to donate. So if you're you know short, that's not anything we need you to worry about. But if you're in the position where you can help, setting up a monthly donation really helps us a lot. All right, I'm gonna open up some questions. And if I missed any topics, then people can go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Cass.
I actually have one last thing about Dreads that I forgot. So this has been ongoing for a little while, but not all the builders have published it because they just list Dreads on a contract. The Alliance is running a buyback program. If you upgrade your Tech 1 Dread by buying a new Navy Dread or Azure, and you didn't lose it for SRP, you're just upgrading in place. Now you have this Tech 1 Dread that you're not doing anything with. The Alliance will buy back up to one Tech 1 Dreadnought per, upgrade that you perform. So we've been doing that via some of the builders, and they've been trading out. We'll buy them back. I think the rate is, correct me if I'm wrong, Ranger, it's like 2.9 billion or something, or 3.3 billion, depending on if it's rigged.
It's something like that. I don't remember the number for sure.
So we'll get a post up about this, but if you are upgrading, you have to upgrade and have that dread pilot in a new hull that can still fly a Navy or a Zerm, but then we'll buy back the Tech 1 from you to replenish the cash. Yes, exactly. So the question in chat is, what are we doing with the Tech 1 Dreads? It's a stockpile. That's exactly right. So what we do with the stockpiles, there are a lot of options.
Someone asked what Dread I should buy first. We're definitely pushing Phoenix Navies and Zernitras. Zernitras are great Dreads. They don't take a lot of training. Phoenix Navies are great, too. Those are the Dreads we're pushing. You can also go Revelation Navy after that and Moros Navy. So, but Zernitra, Phoenix Navy are a favorite, and then Revelation Navy, and then Moros Navy. Excellent. Serum, you have asked a question that I discussed with Kremlin earlier. It says, the new Discord auth tool is rolling out permission to see all the servers. I, as a member of Discord, have not wished my even outside life to intermingle. Yeah, this is a great point. So we talked about this earlier. Basically, the permission is required to see that you are in the server, that you're actually in the server. We get a hash of the other servers you're in, but we do not look at them, and it doesn't say the name. So, like I was saying in the Kremlin meeting, if you are in some embarrassing Amaranth fan server or something, we're not looking through that. And if even if we did look through the list, it gives us a string of characters, but not like the name of the server. So we can't go down your thing and see, Ragnar's in a furry server or whatever. I totally understand that, and we wanted to get that out there. We're not looking through your servers, and if we were getting a hash.
Also, the tool is not completely done yet, so it's only rolled out to specific groups, so not to the wide public yet. So things are getting updated and
We're gonna update our the authorization page as well, if it's technically possible to just let people know what we're doing with that information. Yes, Black Ops is recruiting Dio. All right, you got questions? Throw them out there again. I might have missed them while I was talking. If you have a Phoenix, you're fine. That's not a problem. Regular Phoenixes are good. We're not unhappy that you have one.
Yeah, this was asked in chat about, are we decommissioning Tech 1 Dreads? And the answer is no. They're still SRP'd. They're still supported. Bring them to fleets. Get them in staging. Deploy them. Shoot them. Lose them. But if you upgrade early, we will buy that one off of you if you're no longer using it.
Yeah, we're pushing for upgrades, but totally fine to have a T1 Dread, and of the T1s that we most like, the Phoenix is number one. We did drop the T2 capital requirement for Phoenixes, so you do not need to have T2 capital torps for those. You just need crews. So it is easier to train and fit out those as far as disc and the skill points.
Also, yesterday we did some fleets killing some structures in Delft that were structures that were abandoned from an Altcorp. This learns everybody one lesson. Please don't use Altcorp things if you don't have control over those citadels, because if the person lets them go abandoned, then we shoot them so the enemy cannot kill them. And then you lose whatever is in there, because it's for us hard to track who owns what when it drops. So my advice, use GECs, or if you must use them, use things from your own corp or citadels you have control over if they're not in your own corp, because otherwise you lose the run the risk of losing your stuff.
Yeah, okay. If we haven't received a replacement Treadhull for SRP, should we just chill and wait? Yeah, Arrakis, that was what Kaz was talking about, is that we basically allocated them it slightly incorrectly, so we're just building more right now. So if you haven't got one, they're in the cooker. Don't worry about it. It will be coming.
T minus like 72 days on almost everything, yeah. Or 72 hours, Jesus.
Yeah, 72 days is a lot longer than I was like, what? How's the progress with the war, by the way? I think calling it a war probably does it a disservice, but they attempted to take an iHub. Was it like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago? I don't know, I didn't remember exactly, but and failed just utterly. We had a really big fight. It was, you know, it was strongly in our favor. We won the objective. We won the ISK. They basically had to send out ping saying, hey guys, remember that dread fight we won earlier? Yeah, we won that fight. That's basically, that was the gist of their pings. it was a really fun fight, and a lot of people said they enjoyed it. We expect them to come back with new strategies. In fact, that's what they pinged, that they were going to, that was the second part of their pings. Yeah. First part is, remember we won a dread fight, and second part was, we're going to come up with some new strategies. So we are also doing the same, but it basically just requires good numbers to be there. They attempted to set timers this weekend, so they basically have to set the timer on Thursday to get the timers they want on Saturday, and we stopped them from setting any initials. So that means there's no big fight this weekend as far as iHubs go. There are Chinese holidays coming up, so we expect them to be a lot more active during that time when they can have their guys be more effective on other days. So you know, be ready to be those fights, but we've had a lot of fun with them. Like after those fleets, I got a lot of positive comments from people. Obviously I just heard mostly from my fleet, but people in other fleets actually reached out to me and tell me how much they had fun in those fights. So it looks to be another good one coming up next. We do have some new strategies that we have in the cooker ready to go. So you could show up and try something brand new and really fun too. I'm still training to Tech 2 Siege on one of my Zern pilots. Should I hold on taking him out until I get T2 Siege? So this is something we were talking about, and we haven't actually finalized what we want to do on this, because if you're in the Dread and actively training the T2 Siege, like I know it's like, what, like a 35-day train or something like that. It's a long train. But I do want you to get involved. What we don't want is someone who just sits T1 and sits there forever. So I would say bring it up, get involved. If we do get in a fight and you die, I would just show that you were training it. You know, if you send in with your request, because I think there is a comment section on the SRP page, I would just show that it's in training actively right now and you're halfway through it, then we should be fine with SRPing that. So that's some policy that just got made. Just screen cap your training, show that you didn't just start it, that you're going through it, and that should be fine. Yeah, add comments at the bottom of the ping. Exactly. All right, guys, so I got a minute or two more. So you got a question, go ahead and ask it. Blade, you shouldn't be purchasing caps from a builder for SRP unless you're instructed, but we can solve that if that's what happened. I have not bought Starfield yet, Sticks. Will I be ordering more mild wings for tonight? And what's the food for tonight? Did you guys just have like a splendid genesis where you both came up with the same idea at the same time? It's amazing.
You have a chocolate company, Asher.
I can answer Welwyn's question. So if you were getting SRP, but what actually happened is that you paid a builder for your dread, then we are going to send you the ISK, and we have a list of those people. So, for example, one person built themselves their replacement dread. Right now, there's a contract to that person from DJ's retirement fund for just the ISK, and that we have a spreadsheet that we're tracking that down. So I think the person Welwyn is asking about, I'm pretty sure actually has that outstanding and just hasn't checked yet. We are taking care of that.
Yeah, someone asked about pineapple or pizza. What's up with people gatekeeping toppings on pizza? Who cares? I mean, I have strong opinions on everything, and I'll act like I would, you know, fight to the death over it, but pineapple on pizza, whatever. Literally the one pear on pizza? Okay, now I'm angry. What about apple pear on pizza? Still have an Ashtar and FDZ from 4 years ago. Could we bring them back? So Ishtars are a weird ship. Hacks got nerfed, and they were already kind of weird to use. The main problem with drone doctrines is not so much the fighting part. It's the shooting Fortizars and such. They're not good for shooting structures, fortunately. And that makes them hard to work with because you can only bring them out for certain things. Just one more reminder, guys. Leshaks and TFIs require the amulet 1-5 implants as of, I think, today or a couple days ago. You need to keep those implants in DO6H. So if we call for Leshaks and Woody Hue and we don't have to DO6H, you're not going to be required to have them. But any fleet that goes through DO6H or any TFI fleet out of there is required to have them for SRP. Gene, what do I do if my amulet and TFI are still stuck? I would see if you can scout at home or find a courtmate to help you. That seems like something that should be able to help you with, especially from there. It's not a very long run. How's the progress on the Palpatine Keepstar? I haven't checked because we've been really busy lately, but it was like 53 last I checked, and we might have ticked over to 54, but I'd have to ask one of the builder dudes. Oh, okay. We're still 53. All right, cool. No, we did this quicker than five years. It's going to be, but yeah, it's still a time. Still a time to build for sure.
And now it's time to do the move up.
Yep, move up, and I'm going to go watch football. You guys have a nice day. Thanks for showing up at the fireside. I'll see you out in space. Remember to vote, please.